6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We'll be right back to today's show, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can get a free copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, when you leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, either on desktop or on your phone. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, look up Think Unbroken, click follow in the top right, and then go and leave a review at the bottom. And when you leave that review, screenshot it and send it over to book.thinkunbroken.com. where you can upload your contact and mailing information, and we will send you a free copy of this award-winning best-selling book, absolutely free, including shipping. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to upload your screenshot review from Apple Podcasts for the Think Unbroken podcast. And until next time, my friend, be unbroken. I'll see ya. You're listening to the Think Unbroken podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Unbroken. I'm an author, speaker, coach, and advocate for adult survivors of childhood trauma and abuse. In this podcast, you will learn how to transform your trauma into triumph, turn breakdowns into breakthroughs, and go from victim to being the hero of your own story. You can learn more at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com, and of course, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Think Unbroken Podcast.
Hey, what's up, my friend? As we get into today's episode, I want to let you know that this is actually a pre-recorded live keynote from last year's Unbroken Conference. We had so many incredible speakers and over 2,500 people who had registered for the event. And as we headed into the end of that event, I thought to myself, I'm really going to have to share this as a part of the podcast for the community at some point. And that some point is now. So you're going to hear over the course of the next few weeks some of the incredible keynote speakers, including Dr. Gabor Mate, Jamie Bronstein, Dan Mangina, and more. If you did not watch Unbroken Conference Live, trust me, you are going to get so much value out of this. You're going to want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because these people are not only incredible healers, but they're amazing educators. And so with that, my friend, let's get into the show.
What I would love right now, I'm going to give it all to you. But the one thing I want you all to help me with right now is, can you see my screen? So please jump into the chat on Zoom for the VIPs on Zoom and just say, yes, I can see you. See you. Thank you so much, Jay. Okay. Raw, real, and freaking honest. If you just got blown away with my energy, this is probably going to be one of the biggest, the most boomy presentations you've ever seen in your entire life. Hold on to your socks. I am literally about to unleash the ever-living crap on you, and so that you are able to take back all of your power. I'm going to be talking today about the shifts that you need to take when things in your life have not worked yet. So you might feel stuck. You might have PTSD. You might be wanting to become a millionaire. You might be dirt freaking poor right now. I don't know exactly where you are in your life right now, But I'm going to let you know right now that if you listen up and if you lean into this presentation, by the way, I can't see you right now. So I'm going to give all to you through this gorgeous, incredible, amazing camera right now. I can't see you, but I want you to be with me energetically right now, okay? Because I'm actually really sensitive from an energy standpoint. So be with me. I'm going to give you my absolute all because this is for you, especially if you want to make the shifts and take the shifts where in life so things absolutely show up for you in the most amazing way. And these are the shifts that you're going to need to do when things haven't happened for you yet. Now, raw, real, and honest. This training is all about you living an amazing, incredible, gorgeous, freaking energetic, abundant, amazing, unbroken life. This training today is all about you really freaking living. I believe personally that life is for freaking living. I am 42 freaking years old, and I don't know whether I'm allowed to swear or not. So I'm going to say frick instead of all the other words that I could potentially say right now, but I honestly want to live my life 100% full out. I'm dead soon. That's my idea. That's how I live. I know that life is freaking short. So I want to make sure that by the end of this presentation, you have got all of your power back, all the power that's out there that you have relinquished out there. We're going to pull it back into you so that you can live the most incredible, the most amazing, the most bodacious life. Now, for the VIPs, play along with me right now. I want you to write into the box right now, kapow. And for those of you who are on YouTube, I want you to write kapow too. Because you are literally about to live the most incredible, the most amazing kapow life. Jay, you are incredible. Paul, you are amazing. Thaddeus, you are amazing. Tessa, you're amazing. Daniel, you are freaking amazing. Look at all these kapows going off. Oh, you guys and girls are freaking amazing. Now, I want you to know right now, this is about you having an amazing life. So I want you to really understand that you have within you the most incredible, amazing kapower. And I want you to understand, I want you to ask yourself right now, what is your vision of your unbroken life? What does that look like? What does it look like when you are trauma-free? What does it look like when you don't have PTSD anymore? What does it look like when you are living life 100% on your terms? And in the middle here, I have a picture of Disneyland, right? Because that's representative of the Holy Grail for you. What is your version of Disneyland? Is that traveling around the world? Is that serving people? Is that, I don't know, having a multi-million dollar business where you are able to open up schools all around the world? What is you? What is your vision of living an unbroken life and really, really, truly dream here, right? You might've been stuck in a rut for a long period of time and you perhaps might've gotten to the point where you're like, I don't know if it's possible for me anymore. Other people seem to be able to crush it, but I don't know if it's possible for me anymore. I'm here to tell you right here, freaking right now, you are able to live amazing lives. Each and every freaking one of you. I have seen people go from rags to riches, from alcohol-induced living in a tent to living the most incredible, amazing lives, okay? So by the end of this talk, I honestly, you won't know what has freaking hit you. Can you tell that I freaking love this stuff right now? Right? I'm here. I'm in pink. I'm ready to go to literally lean in as much into your life as humanly possible. Now, the warning of this is that this is A, going to be full of energy. I think you probably guessed that already. I think I'm getting a lot of kapows over here on YouTube. I'm checking that out. That is really, really, really cool. The deal is this. This is going to be very raw. This is going to be very real. This is going to be very honest because there's a lot of fake out there. Look at all the AI stuff that is coming out right now. I'm looking at all this AI stuff going, holy crap, where is the real? Where is the honest? Where is the raw? And I want you to know that when you listen to this presentation today, you are going to cry markedly less. Believe you me, I've cried enough tears for all of us here. You are going to cry less. You are going to have fewer obstacles along the way. There are going to be less headaches at home with your significant other, your spouse, your partner, and your kids. You get the opportunity to heal so, 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 so much. And I love talking about making it. Ton of money. Did you see the editing I just did? That was rather cool. You're going to be able to make a crap ton more money with a lot more ease. See, me creating my businesses has allowed me to have some amazing wins. I've stood up on stages in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have bawled their eyes out when I've told them the raw, real, honest truth. I have been able to buy my house outright. I'm 100% debt free. I got to pay off my house and buy my family a house at a ridiculously young age. It was mind-blowing. I've had so many massive wins. I've been able to travel around the world with my family. I've been able to travel around the world and meet crazy, cool, incredible people like Michael Unbroken. Isn't that freaking cool? But here's the deal. I've had some crushing falls as well. Look, right? And let's be honest right now. That is a very ungorgeous picture of me. There are plenty of others like this out there. And I want you to know that, yes, I might be representing myself right now as a very bright, high-level, pink energy person. And it's taken a journey for me to be able to be here with you today, okay? This was me. I was dirt freaking poor. I had a house with no bricks on the outside of it. I was so freaking poor. I had to wear hats inside at nighttime because I couldn't turn the electricity on because I would freak out about how much the electricity would cost just to heat the freaking room. The wind used to sweep through. That was my bedroom window that you can see above my little stepkid's head there. Like literally the wind used to sweep through above that. And I used to get a cold breeze on my head at nighttime. I used to drive this car around. I used to be so embarrassed of it. I used to have a garden of its own. And I used to park it blocks and blocks and blocks away from any prospective client. So they never got to see the state of the car that I was driving in. And even after I had my Bachelor of Social Sciences and my Master's in Management, which I'll tell you a little bit more about in the future, I still ended up delivering junk mail for 50 cents per hour. It was abso-freaking-lutely demoralizing, okay? Now, that was me. This is me. I get to travel around the world, keynote speak, hang out with multi-gazillionaires, hang out with Tony Robbins, make millions of dollars. It's absolutely freaking amazing. That's a Two Comma Club Award with ClickFunnels, by the way. Hang out with my beautiful, incredible, amazing wife. Travel around doing this stupid jump. Literally, I have done that jump in South Carolina, in Florida, in Los Angeles, in Montana, in New Zealand, just all in the last, 3 months alone. I keynote speak. This is I just jumped on stage or just jumped off stage after Tom Bilyeu, incredible, amazing man. Gosh. And my slides are kind of broken right now. I think I'm blowing up the computer and I get to travel around the world with my family. And honestly, if you are sitting there going, yeah, but what has this got to do with me like living? Well, I want you to know a little bit more about me. Okay. So I'm Lisbeth Anita Queen of Kapow. And this is so that you can go, oh, she's not one of them fakies. No, there's a lot of fakies out there. You and I both know this right now. I've got a Bachelor of Social Sciences and Master in Management where I study positive psychology. Everything that I'm about to teach you and talk with you about today is rooted in it's rooted in science, it's rooted in theory, it's rooted in internal and external success stories, okay? I'm a self-made millionaire. I drove Michael J. Fox when I was a chauffeur over in Colorado. I'm Virgo, which means I'm all or freaking nothing. I'm the founder and the leader of the Kapow Movement, and I've committed my life to helping a billion lives, a billion people. That's why I'm here with you today. Live the most incredible, amazing Kapow lives. And this guy here, he is freaking amazing. I had the chance to meet with him a couple of months ago, and we just absolutely hit it off. So it's an absolute pleasure of mine to be here with you right here, right now. And here's the deal, real talk. You might be going, yeah, cool, awesome, Liz, you used to be poor. What has that got to do with trauma? What has that got to do with helping me get through my PTSD, get through my the feelings of incredibly low self-worth? Well, I just want to let you know, I've suffered from and now have since overcome with a lot of trauma release therapy, a lot of talking, a lot of CBD, a lot of stuff. I had very, very, very complex PTSD from a number of events that A, happened in my personal life and B, in my business life. Harrowing stuff. Debilitating anxiety. I've had hypersensitivity, hypervigilance, stress-induced vertigo, and stress-induced shingles. I'm very, very, very lucky it didn't go to my face and I didn't get Bell's palsy. But I can tell you right here, right now, stress-induced shingles is nothing that you ever, 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 ever want to experience. Okay. Now, quick check-in. Before I go too much further, I want you to know right now, when I say by the end of this presentation, you're probably going to feel da-da-da-da-da. A lot of the time people go when they get to the money part. They're like, oh my gosh, if I release this trauma, if I listen to this presentation today, I'm going to make more money, right? So I'm here to tell you right now that when you remove yourself from all the trauma that's holding you back, money is abso-freaking-lutely easier. But let me be clear. I'm not about to tell you right now how to sprinkle magical unicorn poop on your computer and miraculously heal and become a millionaire, right? This isn't magic, but it can be magical, and it is a process. Now I'm going to jump into the process right now because I am on slim time today. So we're going to move really, 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 really quickly. So, well, as quickly as I can with the fact that I also need to breathe throughout this as well. So I'm going to be walking you through the Kapow process. the Kapow Activation Protocol, okay, to be more frank and to be more specific. We're going to be walking through K-A-P-O-N-W. Now, if you don't have your handbook, your workbook out or something to write stuff down, now would be the time to do it, because when you see that exclamation mark, we are going to be making sure, or I'm going to be making sure today, that I give it all to you today. So you walk away from this presentation today understanding how freaking phenomenal you are, and understanding there is a pathway for you to live an amazing, trauma-free, unbroken, very, very, very incredible kapow life. Okay, so we're going to start with K. Now, K stands for connection. You might be thinking, Liz, you dumbass, you can't spell. You absolutely freaking can't spell. Well, here's the deal. Sometimes in life, we need to break rules that don't work. Family rules, societal rules, things that hold us back, generational trauma rules, things that you shouldn't say because they are taboo. No. Here's the deal. I'm willing to break this rule to prove the point to you right here, right now, that one of the first things that you're going to have to do is to break the rules that hold you back. Period. That's it. So connection is incredibly, amazingly important, right? So one of the first things you do in order to live a most incredible, amazing, compelled life is be very, 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 very mindful of who you hang around. They are making your life. Okay. Here's what you need to know. Well, firstly, we've broken the rules that don't work. I do want you to know this. Whoever you hang around is you. That is you. So when you get in a group of people who are like who you seek to become and who represent the true joy, the true unbroken version of you, that is literally like you being in a submarine where your life is like everything, and like literally pretend you're a submarine underneath the water. When you hang around them with the most incredible, amazing people, it's like putting the periscope up and going, oh my gosh, there is a different way that I can do life right now. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, holy crap. I don't have to do life the way that I did it. I don't have to live life under the thumb of my dad anymore, under the thumb of my mom anymore. I don't have to do life that way. Because when you hang around with people who are living life free, who are living life unbroken, who are living life up, who are living kapow lives, honestly, it is contagious AF, okay? So we become our connections. Be very, 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 very mindful of this. And this includes what you're watching on Netflix, who you're hanging out with in person, what you are consuming on social media. You are connecting to all of those things. Be very mindful of where you are putting your attention. I do not personally watch any horror, any thriller, any rape scenes on TV in any way, shape, or form. I will just not do that. It is going into my body, and I'm not going to do that to myself in any way, shape, or form. I am acutely aware that what I connect to maketh me. Be very, very, very mindful of that, okay? And this is all about growth by osmosis. Now, I want you to understand right now that getting in the right room and getting in the right arena and getting with the right people will get you away from a situation where your family, who are potentially very well-meaning, may potentially hold you back, okay? So I'm going to tell you a story about my amazing grandmother. So once upon a time, I was going out to dinner, going out to lunch, actually, with my grandfather and my grandmother. And we were driving along, or my grandfather was driving along, in a common car, okay? It was a Fiat Tipo. And it was a stock standard, everyday, run-of-the-mill car, not a massively expensive car. And for some reason, my granddad thought it would be really cool to touch park a really gorgeous Audi in front of him, like a really gorgeous Audi. I don't know, like it was a nice Audi. And I said, and I was in the back seat, and I said to my grandmother, oh my gosh, an Audi. Oh my gosh, that it's amazing. I can't wait to have an Audi. And she said to me, Elizabeth, notice my tone. Elizabeth, do you have ideas above your station? In that moment, I knew that my family doesn't want more. My family doesn't seek more. My family is here. We don't want more. So in that moment, I had the opportunity to witness two lines. I can go the way that my family goes, or I can go the way that I know that I can go personally. Really and truly understand right now, who you hang around with is so amazingly important. Now, you don't have to cut off your family in the process. Some people kind of need to cut off their family in the process. I've cut off parts of my family in the process. Like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. But you don't have to cut off your family. You just need to make sure that you're hanging around with people who serve you to live the better life, your better life, your unbroken life, your amazing life, your guilt-free, freaking multi-gazillionaire life, if that's what you want, okay? So really and truly understand that who you connect with is so freaking important. Now, next one here, we're going to go for the A right now. Anyone want to guess what the A stands for? By the way, that's my logo. Isn't it cool? I designed it in the shower. Does anyone know what the A might stand for? Here's what it is. Action. Ooh, good one, Heidi. Well done. Nearly. I do believe in attitude. Thaddeus says attitude. Attitude. Oh, I like this. And 100%, I do agree that it's attitude. And attitude, having the right attitude, will allow you to live with absolute authenticity. Be mindful of this. There is a difference between saying, oh, I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be myself. And then actually being yourself, being unapologetically, being unfiltered you, being all of you in all areas of your life, including around your family that may seek to hold you back and keep you. This is the way we know you. Living authentically is what I'm known for. And it can be challenging, especially when you're around people who know the old version of you, the broken version of you, the alcoholic version of you, the traumatized version of you, the PTSD, the anxious version of you. Believe me, there's going to become a time when you heal from all of this BS and you're going to be like, you know what? I'm not that person anymore. You don't need to treat me like that person anymore. I'm authentically being true me now. Being yourself is the only freaking way. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a story about my stepmom. I went down to visit my stepmom at the beginning of this year and my dad. And I said to my stepmom, oh, look, Chris, I'd love you to know the real me. Do you know what she said to me? I might not like what I see. Now I'm sitting here right now. There's hundreds of people watching this right now. And I hear these words back from her and she says, I might not like what I see. Now here's what I'll say to you. Traumatized, triggered me, would have interacted with that like, got my all defensive and all angry, healed me. And I'll talk a lot about my healing some other time, not today, because we don't have a ton of time. But I might not like what I see because I've done a lot of my work. I'm like, yeah, cool. Actually, you might not like what you see, and that's okay. You are allowed your opinion.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm allowed mine. I love me. You don't have to love me because I love me. Now look around. There are everyday people out there. This is what I really want you to get. There are people out there doing incredible, amazing things that aren't giving a crap what people think of them. And they're doing like crazy things on social media. Look at the people that you're following on social media. Are some of those people the off-the-wall people, the people that are on TikTok smacking their boobies, like anyone who is like on TikTok and knows the lady that I'm talking about? She's unapologetically showing up as her on TikTok. There are people out there that have claimed themselves and who are being themselves. I invite you right now to be yourself, even when you get people that you love, like my grandmother. I love my late grandmother. Even when they say, do you have ideas above your station? You get to internally say yes and also externally say yes. And here's what I'll say. Hang around with people who don't fuel your excuses and don't fuel your own excuses either. You can choose to stay broken. You can choose to stay small. You can choose to stay poor. You can choose to stay all of these things. But don't fuel your freaking excuses in any way, shape, or form. Be 100% you. And look, it's not always easy. It's not always easy to show up with a freaking pink hat on, pink top. I can't see any of you right now, right? It's not easy sometimes to just kind of put yourself on the line, but I invite you to do it because life is amazing. I change lives all over the world, and I don't even know whose lives I'm changing. It is one of the most amazing things. Be raw, be real, be honest with yourself. Now, here's the deal. I'm in a same-sex relationship. It hasn't always been easy. as I'm sure you can imagine, here's what I want you to know, is that my first coach, Russell Brunson, is Mormon. And I remember like wanting to sign up, and I nearly didn't apply for his coaching. And I thought to myself, you know what? He's probably just going to, you know, reject me anyway. Like the moment that he sees that I'm in a same-sex relationship. And I actually thought he was, you know, Christian. And he's Mormon. And I nearly didn't apply. And I thought to myself, it'd be his loss. It'd absolutely be his loss. And honestly, I have been the precipice of change in that guy's life. I came into his life at a time where he was feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't really know where to go with this. And I have been absolutely had the joy of being served by him and serving him in his journey upward and in my journey upward as well. I nearly didn't apply, but I stayed true to me. So I invite you right now to dare to be different. Dare to be different than everyone else that says you should be the stock standard norm. No, be you. Be you. Be absolutely you. Now the P, we're going to zoom right into the P right now. And I don't mean drugs, because I don't know if people in America call P methamphetamine, but whatever. We will not be doing any methamphetamine on this call today. But P stands for purpose. The more you live in alignment with you and do things that light you up and do things that are like help you feel like you're alive and you're making a difference in the world, the more likely you are to live the most incredible, amazing, uplifting, inspired life. The more you are going to be in alignment with you, the more rewarding, the more fulfillment you are going to get from your life. Honestly, I want to tell you another story. I used to be dirt poor. You know that. I used to be absolutely dirt poor. And something I want to tell you right now is that my wife was sexually molested when she was a kid by her father. And we used to have all these times in our life when, you know, we would be out at a meeting and something would trigger her. And then all of a sudden she'd just need to come back home and like wrap herself up in the room, and we would close all the curtains and she would just get into bed because that would be safety. And I remember her saying to me one day, when we have our own house, I'm going to feel safe. And then in that moment, my goal was, I have to get my family safe. 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 And I knew I had the gumption. I knew I had the tenacity. I knew I had the energy to be able to build an incredible business that got us the house deposit. And then I didn't even expect to be able to pay my house off so freaking quickly. But being able to do this and being in alignment with myself and having such a solid purpose and knowing my why assisted me in showing up in the world in such a way that was so impactful to so many people that they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This chick really understands and knows, and she's giving and giving and giving. And it just so happened that because I was serving a community so much, I was served so much as well. Now, please take a second to answer this or ask yourself this. Are you carrot-driven or are you stick-driven? Now, normally when I ask this type of question, it's basically like, are you the type of person that fears being, you know, smacked by a stick? Or, you know, it's a horrible analogy, let's be very honest, but, you know, donkey, there's people hitting the donkey from the behind, or there is a carrot in front of the donkey. Don't hit donkeys, that's a silly idea. But I really want you to get the analogy here. Do you have a towards goal? Are you excited about going towards the future? Or are you fearful of something getting you, which actually drives you that way? Be mindful of how you're driven. And also, because this is an incredible community where trauma is a word that we speak about a lot, or a thing that we speak about a lot, I just want to let you know something. After I did a lot of my healing, my drive changed from being incredibly stick-driven to being carrot-driven, because I no longer had the trauma drive. I no longer was making decisions about my business, about my life, about my income, about everything based on, you know, what could go wrong, because I didn't have to make decisions that way anymore. I got to go, hey, what do I want? But I'm still living with absolute purpose, making a difference in other people's lives, and I'm selling, and this presentation is typically for people who are in the entrepreneurial world. And I say to them, honestly, selling, when you're doing it this way, it's win-win, a win for your clients, a win for your family. And honestly, the other win is you, because you get fulfillment, you get income, and you get autonomy. You get to be you. You get to show up in the world and you get to like make a massive difference in the world. It's absolutely incredible. Now I'm going to take you to the next part of living with kapow and unleashing your full kapow, which is the O. And this is the part that a lot of people go, nah. I'm going to let you know right now that if you truly want to live an unbroken life, if you truly want to show up in the world and be there with all of your incredible, amazing power, I'm going to let you know right now that you're going to need to take ownership for the results that you want. You're going to need to take full responsibility for your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the healing. Now, I want you to know right now that I get it if you are sitting there right now going, yeah, but I didn't freaking do that to me. They did that to me and I didn't ask for this to happen and I get it. I've spoken about that. I've played that game. Wow. I really have. But it wasn't until I went, you know what? This is on me. I want a different life. I want things to change. And it's my responsibility to do the healing, to change my life, to become who I seek to become, and stop the blaming and stop the victimhood and stop all the things that are holding me back. Because this isn't what my life is going to, I don't want this life. I don't want this spirally life that I'm in. I want you to know right now that the goal is to not stay the same. If you want an amazing life, the goal is to not stay the same, right? So you have to be willing to do the things that other people don't necessarily do. And I want you to know right now, it will get tough sometimes. Healing will get tough. Growing a business will get tough. Having marital spats gets tough. Life is tough at times. Heck, there's massive news flooding around the world right now about, you know, about horrible things that are happening in the world. Right now, today, newsworthy things today. But I want you to know this one thing. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are just freaking a powerhouse of awesomeness. And if you truly want to live the most incredible, the most amazing life, it's really important to look at the reasons why people can potentially fail. One of them is not taking personal responsibility. It's on you. It's on you, right? The other one is going it alone. Don't go it alone. I struggled for way too long. I didn't get the help that I needed for way too long. Honestly, make sure you've got a community of people around you that are supporting you along the journey. And the other thing where it gets kind of hard is when you don't have the support at home. So when you don't have the support at home, I want to say to you right now, it's doubly important to make sure that you've got support outside of the home to help make sure that, you know, if it's a business thing you want to get better at, then you've got business people around you. If it's a healing thing, you've got the healing people in your camp as well. Be really mindful that you get to decide this as well. Now, the W. This is the thing that most people want. And I'm here to let you know right now that when you lock in the K, lock in the A, lock in the P, and lock in the O, as in you are literally going, yep, I'm connected with the right people. I'm being myself. I'm living a purposeful life. I'm literally taking ownership for all of the results that show up. Then you get to live the most incredible, amazing, wealthy life. This is when wealth flows like you wouldn't freaking believe. And living a truly wealthy life, this is my grandmother. My late grandmother, she was absolutely a barrel of laughs. She really was. And when you live a kapow life, this is when you get to really, truly turn the wealth faucet on. And as we say in New Zealand, the wealth tap. By the way, I should have said that I'm from New Zealand before. Like, I'm from New Zealand. That's what my accent is. It is not Australian. Okay. I think we've heard that twice today. It's not Australian. This is not Australian. But when you live this way, you get to turn on the wealth tab. Okay. I'm going to say tab. Wealth is all about connecting. Kia ora, shara. So you get to turn on the wealth faucet. You get to connect with the people, with friends and family deeply. You get to have belly laughing and having raucous fun, deep faith filled fun, incredible, amazing relationships. You get to be fit and healthy. This is what living a wealthy life is, by the way. Wealth is not just about the money. When you get through the K, the A, the P, the O, the W, the truly wealthy life of you connecting with the most amazing people, you fit and healthy, you showing up in the world as the most incredible, amazing, bodacious, nutritious, yumminess of you. That's what happens when you are literally in alignment with yourself, okay? And honestly, you make more money that way. Everything is easier. Everything is easier. Everything is easier. Now, I told you that I was going to do as much as humanly possible to rock it out and have a ton of fun with you today. And as amazing as Kapow is, and it's very amazing. I am Lisbini, the Queen of Kapow, right? Kapow is absolutely amazing. And Kapow is really and truly where it's at. By the way, Michael Unbroken, I hope you were laughing when I make that noise. I hope you were having the most incredible, amazing time right now. I know you're not going to unmute because I'm going to keep going here. But honestly, living with Kapow is honestly where it is at. That's good. I'm glad you're laughing. Kapow is where it's at. Kapow is the exclamation mark of Kapow. Really and truly get that. Kapow is the fuel that changes your life. It is results. It is unbroken. It is the freedom that you seek. It is making a difference in the world. It is unbroken. Did you notice that I did that twice? Yeah, I hope so. Kapow is abundance. Kapow is thriving and not just surviving. I know what it feels like to walk through life going, holy shivers, like, is this the way that it's going to be like forever? Like, I just feel like I'm surviving right now. Like, I can't get ahead. No matter how freaking hard I try, I just cannot get ahead right now. And if that's what it feels like, believe me, you're going to listen up. You're going to need to listen up to this. You're going to need to listen up to this entire presentation so far and listen to the next two things that I'm about to tell you. Because if you are done with just surviving, and if you want more results, if you want to feel unbroken, if you want to feel the freedom, if you want the cupboards full, by the way, what that means is I used to remember, I remember feeling so poor. I didn't have much food in the cupboards. And I looked at that and I was like, man, when I'm rich, the cupboards are always going to be full. I can't wait. I can't wait. And bare cupboards to me equals poor. And it's funny now because I've done a lot of my trauma work and bare cupboards to me right now. I'm like, I just haven't gone shopping. But I want you to know that you get to have the most incredible, amazing life. You get to live with absolute full Kapow. So the E of Kapow is energy. Now, have you noticed that I've come to this with a ton of energy today? Well, I want you to know that this is actually how I live. One of the things that I'm most known for is my energy. You can check me out on social. Like, I'm all the time, I'm like full of energy. And if you haven't been looking after yourself, let me tell you right here, right now, if you want to heal, it is time to get selfish. Oh, Liz, I'm not supposed to be selfish. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. When I heard Oprah talking about being selfish, I'm like, yes, please preach about being selfish. If you are not selfish, if you don't give to yourself first, your cup runneth down and everybody else's cup's fine, but yours is going to get lower and lower and lower. It's time to look after yourself. The more you look after yourself, the more money you will make. And by the way, if you hate gyms, I happen to love gyms, right? Actually, one gym, because I like to get to know a gym. I love the gym. But there was a time where I was like, I don't want to do the gym. I cannot do the gym. I am too, I do not want people. I've over-peopled. I do not want any people around me, okay? And what I did was I did a simple daily walk for 6 months. And I did that as I healed through trauma. And I can't even get into the traumas that I've gone through. Just, I don't have time for that today. But believe me when I say that I know what it feels like to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and open up the curtains to make sure that the baddie is not on the other side. It's horrible. I've had a lot of things that I've had to heal from and walk through. And I committed to looking after myself. Walking is so freaking transformational. And guess what? It's free. So if you're like, yeah, Liz, I can't. I just can't. Don't feed your excuses. Don't feed your excuses, okay? Now, the last part of living with full Kapow is resilience. And you might be like, I've gone through so much. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But I want you to know that there is a pathway to guaranteed resilience. Guaranteed resilience, because things are going to get hard, right? This is my amazing wife. And this is when we were on the bones of her ass financially, and she got a chronic version of pneumonia. Now, when I say a chronic version, what I mean is, like, this is pre-COVID. This is pre, you know, Ari's like lung stuff being, you know, at the height of everybody's awareness. This version of pneumonia that she had was incredibly rare. And she came back from Australia on a plane, and I woke up to this noise every single night. And that was her trying to take all the breaths that she possibly could. We ended up in hospital. Her oxygen levels were so ridiculously low that it was beyond scary. Her mother was passing away with cancer at this exact same time. I felt like the weight of the world was abso-freaking-lutely on my shoulders. And this was the time when I was on the bones of my neck financially. My wife, she was then my then partner, was like on the, like, it wasn't fun. So going it alone can feel very, very, very hard. And I've tried to go the alone path, but it was only when I started to get help that it became easier. Okay. We all have hard days. It's hard as hell out there. Really and truly, it can be really, really, really hard, but there's so much joy out there as well. Don't get me wrong. There is a lot of joy out there, but healing can be a hard pathway sometimes. But we all have hard days. We contemplate giving up. Believe me, I've contemplated giving up business. I've contemplated giving up. And I want you to know that when you're connected with peers and people who get you, those are the types of people who sing your song when you don't even know you have a song, or they sing your song, or they give you your song sheet and they say, here's your song. Remember? Those are the type of people that you want around you. So guaranteed resilience comes with being around the most amazing people, getting help. So honestly, my invitation to you right now is to make sure that you get as much help as humanly freaking possible. Everything is easier. Everything is easier when you have good people around you. And that, my dear friends, is what it is like to live with full power, where you are 100% connected to yourself, to the most incredible, amazing people around you, to God, Spirit, Universe, Big Hairy Unicorn in the sky, whatever your belief system is. When you are truly being yourself and truly authentically you, not just pretending to be authentically you, but being you inside as well, where you are living with purpose, where you are taking full ownership, where you are living a gorgeously, incredibly wealthy life, where you have all the energy in the world because you are being selfish and looking after yourself, and you have resilience because you are surrounded by the right people. And you've probably noticed that we've come full circle. That, my beautiful friends, is what it is like to live the most incredible, amazing power life. I love you. I love you. I love you. And Michael Anthony, I believe that I have finished a little bit early. Feel free to come on out here and we can rock it out together.
Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.